prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Monday. We're starting the week off with a very, very important show. We're going to be talking about being strong first with Brett Jones in just a moment. A couple announcements I have to make first. New secret word contest. The prize for this secret word contest, which will span this next 2 weeks, is four jugs, a kilo of Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum. That's right. And this is open for the international audience as well, because we can ship this anywhere. I know you guys had to sit out the last Secret Word contest because it was for a massage at Massage Envy, which is only in the United States, to my knowledge. But anyway, this is open to the world. So if you want to try to win four canisters of Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum, this is a $200 value. When you hear the secret word during the commercial breaks, email it into onair at superhumanradio.com and you are entered. And we will announce the winner not this Friday, but next Friday on Casual Friday, and it may be you. Also, want to mention that we are still giving away, or I'm sorry, there's still a contest in full effect to win a year's supply of Only Goodness Inside natural deodorant alternative. This stuff is great. I can skip days without putting it on and I don't stink. It's an amazing product. You can win a year's supply. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the large rotating banner right at the top middle of the page. You'll see enter your email address and your name, and you're entered to win a year's supply of Only Goodness Inside deodorant alternative. And of course, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceuticals and their product line, All American EFX Sports. The highest quality supplements in the world are made by All American Pharmaceuticals. This is unabashedly, I'm telling you this. You can trust everything that they say is in it, and that there's nothing else other than what they say is in it. Go to superhumanradio.com and check out all the different banner ads for All American EFX Sports. Brett Jones, how you doing?
Fabulous, sir. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. So before we get started on this discussion, I've said on this show numerous times that there's no more noble pursuit than the pursuit of greater strength. It's something that harkens back to ancestral times. Humans were selected for strength. It's only today that we don't put a lot of importance on strength any longer. And your website, which is strongfirst.com, lists itself as a school of strength. I'm impressed with that. So I want to ask you, what qualifies the way you do things to actually be a school of strength? Do you actually have a curriculum, a mission, a style?
We do. So Strong First is Pavel Satsouwens. Usually just goes by Pavel because most everybody butchers the last name.
Well, he's also like Madonna and Oprah. If you say Pavel, everybody knows who you're talking about, right? So there you go.
He has kind of reached that point.
Yes.
So, you know, Strong First, we consider ourselves school strength. We have three primary branches within our school. We have our kettlebell education, Strong First Giria. Giria is the kind of the, and I'm butchering the pronunciation, but that's the old Russian word for kettlebell. We have Strong First Lifter, which is our barbell course, covers a kind of a powerlifting based barbell course. We have Strong First Bodyweight, which covers applying the principles of high tension techniques and strength training to bodyweight.
I'm already impressed, and I'll tell you why. And you probably know this to be true. And I think it's really short-sighted of most people, but most people, they launch a particular strength and conditioning business that's built around one single approach, one single tenet, one single style. And That is it. That is all there is. This is the best. Everybody's looking for the best, and they fall prey to this notion that this is the best. I'm really impressed already. The fact that you incorporate both a powerlifting type program, a kettlebell program, and a bodyweight program as now you're right. You do. You have a curriculum.
And inside of those curriculums, we cover things like relaxation and vibration drills. The ability to get tense doesn't mean much if you don't have the ability to relax, especially from an athletic standpoint. There's flexibility, mobility. There's a lot of things built into those three curriculums. There's consistency in the principles. So what you learn at Strong First Gearia, going through a kettlebell workshop or certification, will give you a leg up, so to speak, when you take the barbell course, because you will hear very similar principles and very similar things being discussed in that next course.
You know, it's interesting you say this. In 1988, I went to Yugoslavia to visit. And I traveled from Dubrovnik down to the furthest point south before you could actually get into Albania. And while I was there, I picked up the habit of reading political thrillers. And I don't remember the book I was reading at the time, but it was on the kind of like a Vince Flynn type novel, you know?
Okay.
And the secret agent, the secret service guy, he was actually special forces guy. I remember him in the book, his character saying the greatest indication of overall conditioning is not how high you can get your heart rate, but how quickly you can get it back into the relaxed zone. And he used to test himself this way. One of the things he would do is he would exert a lot of energy, and then he would stop dead, and then he would take his pulse. And if it went back down to baseline quickly, he felt that that was the optimum, because this is a balanced sympathetic parasympathetic nervous system. Do you agree with that? I mean, that was back in that was a fictional book, but do you agree with that concept?
I do. We look at it in a variety of different ways. When you look at athletic skill, there's Russian research that says that elite athletes can relax 800% faster than other levels of athletics, or the novice practitioner. So the ability to relax, produce energy, you know, Stu McGill refers to it as being able to either tap the brakes or hit the accelerator at the right time, and the ability to relax in between those points. From a conditioning standpoint, having a heart rate that returns to more of a baseline level efficiently within a minute of stopping a certain activity. With 2 minutes, you should see a significant drop. Within 1 minute, within 1 minute, you should see a significant drop. Within 2 minutes, you should see a return to more baseline levels. Those are great hallmarks for conditioning, as far as cardiovascular conditioning. So that, yeah, those are still kind of gold standard.
So does an athlete achieve this simply from rigorous training, or does the athlete have to actually also practice things like meditation and mindfulness?
I'm a big fan of well-rounded programs. I think that the mental side of the game, so to speak, regardless of what game we're talking about, is can always be enhanced and worked on. From a conditioning standpoint, you want to be sure that you are hitting all of your you hit all your energy systems. You hit all the variables, so to speak. You want to hit some high reps, some low reps, you want to surf all of those continuums and be sure that you're not, unless you have a very specific goal that you would like to accomplish. When you have a very specific goal, you have to, shockingly, get specific in order to make sure that you're doing everything you can to accomplish that goal. The mental side of things, being able to relax. I know there was an article a few months ago, you know, athletes going to Hawaii to work with a free diver who would take their breath hold from 30 seconds to a minute, which is already, you know, not horrible, and take them to over 4 minutes in their breath hold, because it really gave them the ability to relax under pressure. And breathing continues to be something I've learned from Pablo over the years, and we've continued to enhance in our instruction. Breathing is a vital and key aspect to all aspects of performance, relaxation, tension, that parasympathetic, sympathetic balance that you were referring to. Lot going on there as far as just breathing techniques are concerned. So all of that stuff gets incorporated into a well-rounded program.
So now let's talk about the kettlebell for a second. You know,
yes.
I train at a gym that has a CrossFit area,
mm-hmm.
and they have a nice collection of kettlebells. But
yep.
very few people do anything with the kettlebells there except for the hardcore CrossFitters that train there. The kettlebell has been around now for quite a long time. Like I said, I think I had Pavel on the show in 2007 talking about kettlebell training. But it still seems to be more of a novelty than a go-to way of training. Why do you think that is?
It's certainly, you know, I took the second ever workshop that Pavel taught in February of 2002 and started teaching for him in April of 2003. And have been, you know, going around the country, around the world, teaching kettlebells for quite some time. We've certainly grown over the years. The popularity has certainly come along with that. And now when you see on magazines when they're picturing models and things like that, there's probably a kettlebell involved at some point. So we are kicking over into a where you just expect to find a kettlebell in the gym that you go to. Where in years past it was rare to find a gym that had a kettlebell in it. So we've kind of crossed some initial hurdles, getting people more comfortable in using the tool is where we are now. People still see it, people still fear deadlifts if you, you know, throw back to barbells and things like that.
Right.
Lay down on the bench, perfectly safe in the public's mind. Pick a weight up off the ground. What are you doing? That's crazy.
Right.
So kettlebells, we're kind of at that point now where, you know, getting people to become comfortable with the tool. When I was introducing kettlebells to my clients, I would have them use it for already familiar exercises, one-arm rows, single leg deadlifts, you know, things of that nature, and then, you know, introduce them to some of the different exercises that are done with the kettlebell. But then by then it wasn't a foreign object. It was something that they were comfortable using. So, you know, as we get more SFGs out there, as we're able to continue to get people using the tool properly, getting the results that we know can come from proper use, then I think that will continue to improve.
Kettlebells are not just accessory any longer. They are the main attraction in many workouts. Quite frankly, I like kettlebells. One of the things that I like to do with kettlebells the most is farmer walks, because they just they don't want to rotate out of your hands. They're not real long like the farmer's walk bars, where if you don't balance it right, you feel like you're fighting your wrists to keep things straight. I love heavy kettlebell farmer walks. I have a set of adjustable kettlebells at Kettle Blocks from Power Block. I love those things. I mean, they're fantastic. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break. For those of you listening to the show live, you can go to the website strongfirst.com to get a glimpse of all the different things we're going to be talking about today with Brett Jones. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Brett Jones. We're talking about being strong first. There's nothing more important than being strong. I'm sorry. And it's not because that's my attitude. When you look back from an evolutionary perspective, we've been selected for strength. And the strong survive. All these adages, they come from a place of truth. It's only recently that strength has not been important to us as a civilization. But that's changing thanks to the reintroduction of physical culture and important work being done by individuals like Brett and Pavel, teaching people how to be strong again. And this is not about men. Women have to work at this harder. Not that women can't be strong or stronger than men, pound for pound, quite frankly. But they just don't get it, the importance of strength. Most women think they need to be frail and weak. But let me tell you, I haven't said this in a long time, but it's true. Women outlive men by 7 to 10 years, but they end up in an institution because after a couple falls, the kids go, "Mom, you can't live on your own anymore." And bingo, you're relegated to some institution. And one of the greatest things that you can do is to stay strong and maintain your mobility and your ability to be ambulatory, get out of a chair by yourself. So this message is double important for you women out there. It's very important for you to be strong. It comes natural to us guys. It doesn't come natural to you, but you need to focus on it as well. And quite frankly, I think the kettlebell gives women a unique opportunity to do something fun, dynamic, and build strength. Why is the Turkish get-up so important, Brett?
But one quick little divergence there, something that you said that that is really important, and kind of I'm seeing this in my family.
Please.
At the moment. Grip strength is one of the best predictors of how you will age independently. So we already kind of know that being strong and grip strength being somewhat of a good indicator of overall body strength, that if you score higher in grip strength, you have a better chance of living independently for many of the reasons, and that goes for males and females, for many of the reasons that you stated. So, you know, being strong is not, it's something that has come and gone. You know, that concept of physical culture has come and gone over the years, and we tend to phase in and out of these favorable and unfavorable phases of whether strength is and bodybuilding are considered to be something good or something ridiculed. And, you know, in the 80s, we had kind of a little bit of a, in the 50s, we had a resurgence of the a golden age of physical culture. In the 80s, we had more of a bodybuilding emphasis and action heroes on film, like Stallone and Schwarzenegger. And then that was popular for a bit, and then it was ridiculed. And so we're constantly phasing in and out of whether it's popular or whether it's ridiculed. Go back to Teddy Roosevelt, who was ridiculed for swinging clubs, Indian clubs, and somebody that was truly believed that being physically strong was a key component to just living a good life. So we phase in and out. It's cool, it's ridiculed. It's cool, it's ridiculed. According to Professor Metviev, strength is the foundational development of the rest of the physical qualities. The other way that that's been put is strength is the glass. The bigger your glass, the more you can fit in the glass. So the higher your level of strength, up to a point, the better you are able to access other physical qualities as well. So, you know, strength from an aging standpoint, strength from just effectiveness of an individual standpoint, it really is important. You know, and the kettlebell does offer unique opportunities. The thick handle and offset center of gravity really do make it a unique tool. I wrote an article recently for Strong First on this concept of center of mass in kettlebell training and how it can enhance certain movements like the get-up and how it can challenge certain movements like the swing or the snatch, because you now have to control this offset center of gravity and with a thick handle. So we immediately start getting more grip strength. We get more, there's more going on during the movements because now you're controlling your center of mass and the center of mass of this belt. You mentioned it. Some of the movements are very dynamic. When you start swinging, cleaning, and snatching, jerking, get into some of the more athletic movements that are possible with the kettlebell, there's some really unique stuff going on there. The get-up, in my mind, I've joked at various times that if you locked me in a room and told me I could only do one exercise, I'd probably pick the get-up. It's a toss-up. Get-ups are swings. It's like picking your favorite child. But the get-up allows me to display good core and big quotation marks around that word.
I know. You laugh because nowadays saying the word core kind of it almost has a confusing meaning. But we'll address that in the next break. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, finish up the story about the get-up now.
So the get-up is really connecting upper and lower body. It is a stable, mobile shoulder. It is somebody who knows how to transfer some energy through their midsection and to their lower body or lower body through to the upper body. It's aligning your structure so that the weight sits through your body in an efficient manner. So there's just a ton of things going on. It can be very revealing from a movement perspective, but it's also just a daggone good way to put a heavy weight overhead. Which we like to joke at Strong First that putting heavy stuff overhead is the secret to happiness. And, you know, I think the get-up is just a tremendous foundational drill for shoulder mobility, stability, transferring energy through the center Just a lot going on there.
Yeah, no, I agree. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the core, but I also want to talk about dynamic movements and how they are different than anything else that we do in the gym and why they're actually important, which is something that the kettlebell offers that most other things don't. The website is strongfirst.com. It's just got so much good information there. This is one of the websites that I know I joke about this, but I think if you went to this website, you would be stronger tomorrow. So check it out. We'll be right back.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. rapidly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
You know what it is, when we do what we do.
If good girls get down. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Brett Jones. The website is strongfirst.com. This really is a school of strength, folks. It doesn't just espouse, oh, just kettlebell. They talk about kettlebell. They talk about body weight. They talk about powerlifting movements. They talk about Olympic lifting. It's all a continuum. This notion that you just have to do one thing is nonsense. And this notion that you can, you get everything you need in 15 minutes three times a week, that's nonsense too, I got to tell you. But that's another story. So first of all, I want to talk about dynamic movements and how they differ. Anybody who's ever gone deep sea fishing, I caught a blue shark once. It was 9 feet long. I pulled this shark in with what was considered a 120-pound test and a steel leader. For those of you who fish, you know what this is. We were blue fishing. I wasn't expecting to catch a shark. But the give and take, the pull and let go under tension, you can pull a 900-pound shark in with a 120-pound test. Because you're using dynamic force. And the same thing is true of kettlebells. Kettlebell training, the swing especially, allows muscles to work both eccentrically and concentrically in a fluid path back and forth, a transfer of energy back and forth, like nothing else you do under a load. And there's really nothing that can convey the type of muscular articulation, okay? Muscles talk. The muscular articulation the way kettlebells can when you're doing these dynamic swinging movements. Would you agree with that statement, Brett?
I would. We have some good force plate data. Brandon Hetzler was able to bring force plate to a couple of our events, and we've had an opportunity to get some of our practitioners on those on that force plate, and we can watch what's happening during the swing. And there are some of our practitioners who will hit three and a half times body weight eccentric load at the bottom of a kettlebell swing with a 24 kilo bell. So that 53 pound weight can be accelerated to the point where the person is absorbing three and a half times body weight on the high end.
Right.
Most people will hit two and a half, sometimes approaching three times body weight. So the numbers get really big. The return on investment with actually a fairly light weight is huge. And we found that roughly around 30% of your body weight, we start hitting some more optimum power production numbers. So you are swinging this weight that's about 30% of your body weight. You're getting three times your body weight eccentric load at the bottom of the movement, and then you get to redirect that force into your concentric movement, into your hip snap. So there's a lot going on in the swing. The return on investment from such a, I'll say simple, but that doesn't mean easy, movement is really tremendous.
You want to go ahead and talk about core strength. I mean, those of us who squat heavy, who deadlift heavy, we build core strength, and we're not doing it on a BOSU ball. And when you talk to the average gym goer or even personal trainer at a gym, the types of things that they're telling you to do for core strength may or may not build core strength, but nothing builds core strength like the transfer of energy between the upper and lower body through the column, which is the core. When you're handling heavy weights. So isn't that really the epitome of core strength, Brett?
It's certainly a good display of core strength. I'm kind of all over the place on this subject because my background is an athletic trainer, ATC, but also all the work that I've done with Greg Cook and functional movement systems and the way we look at and break down movement. We look at the core is an interesting wastebasket term for a lot of different motor programs. Your motor program for stabilizing, moving energy through that column in a symmetrical stance, which we would think of as a squat or a deadlift, is going to be different than a single-leg stance, maybe a single-leg deadlift or even running. And that's different from an asymmetrical stance. So when you're doing split squats or something like that, those are different motor programs. So you can function really well in a symmetrical stance, not function really well in a single-leg stance, and be back to functioning pretty good in a split stance, because those are different motor programs based on foot position and motor programs. So a lot of what we consider core strength is efficiency in motor programming. McGill talks a lot about stiffening the core, being able to create that column. Certainly agree. There's athletic movement. Nobody's running around the football field going, hang on, I need to brace, and then get hit. You're getting hit. You're changing directions. You're doing things. So you have a more reactive core, and you have a feed-forward core, motor programming. We like to kind of dump this into the wastebasket now of motor control. It gives us a better format to talk about things like core strength from, because it keeps us in mind of this neurological programming, of these motor programs that are running. We do a great job of teaching bracing and feed forward tension, when we teach our heavy lifts, our grinds. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think we do a good job of that tension relaxation toggle when we teach our ballistics, our swings, our cleans, our snatches, things of that nature. So, you know, core strength is a very interesting, rabbit hole to dive down. And, there are some people who have just gotten really good at mechanically locking up their body to move big weights, but they don't necessarily have the reactive or, quote, big quotation marks here, strong core that you would expect based on the amount of weight that they're moving.
Gotcha.
So it's a deep rabbit hole that's very interesting to dive into, because it is based on things like foot position, pain, motor programming. There's a lot going on there.
What, talk about simple and sinister. This seems to be a tagline of some of the things on your website. What do you mean when you talk about simple and sinister?
Simple and Sinister is Pavel's book that he put out after launching Strong First. It is about as simple a program as you can get. It's based around the swing and the get-up. And there's some movement prep or warm-up activities that are suggested, goblet squats and halos and, you know, things of that nature to get you prepared for the session. We want you to own your kettlebell deadlift, which is foundational to the swing. And then you have the simple goal for males is to be able to swing a 32-kilo kettlebell 100 times in 5 minutes. And then be able to perform a get-up on each side for 5 sets in 10 minutes. And so you structure your training. You train daily, and that's it. I mean, it's about as simple as you can get.
Is that a one-hand swing or a two-hand swing?
Beginning two-hand and then moving to one arm.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's different benefits there and challenges depending upon the structure of the individual that you're dealing with. Somebody that carries a lot of upper body muscle mass or has very broad shoulders, maybe shorter arms, two-arm swing is going to feel pretty awkward.
Right.
Just because it's hard to get both hands on the handle and maintain good alignment. So we move very quickly to the one-arm swing in that case. And just in that very simple programming, people are getting some really fantastic results. And then, of course, the sinister goal is to perform those things that I laid out there with a, I believe it's the 48-kilo belt.
Wow.
So it's certainly a high mark to shoot for. But, you know, in chasing that, there's certainly a lot to be learned and a lot to be gained in that. So Simple and Sinister is just kind of the tagline for that product, but also for that very simple programming that gets us very sinister results.
You know, doing things for time has really changed the landscape of physical culture and training in general. I mean, we've always had athletes and fathers of physical culture who would, I mean, even Vince Gironda was a big proponent of this, you know, very little rest in between, moving quickly through sets. And while he may not have been looking at time, you know, along comes Charles Staley with escalating density training, who actually started putting a stopwatch to opposing movements. But really, that's been a game changer, this whole doing things for time instead of reps and sets, which could be strung out along a lot of time, condensing it into, okay, but you got to do this in 5 minutes. That's really been a game changer in physical culture, hasn't it?
It has, and we've gone, as always, the pendulum doesn't swing to the middle. It swings past it to the far extreme of either side.
Right.
And so we've gotten a little too enamored of short rest. And so when you look at some of the research on this gets into some of our experimental protocols and things that we're researching right now with Strong First and our members and some of our people who have access to, pardon me, fancy labs and equipment and stuff. but sometimes we get, there's a cost to the short rest period. There's an accumulation of hydrogen ions, there's damage to the mitochondria, there can be an overall cost. And so when everything you do is high intensity, not that you shouldn't go high intensity from time to time, but when everything you do is high intensity, there's a cost, and it's can end up being a negative one because of the type of metabolic damage that you take on. So sometimes it's good. There are days where I will do 30 seconds of swings and 2.5 to 3 minutes of rest.
Right.
Or I'll do 5 reps at the top of each minute rather than try to get as many reps as I can in that minute. So there's a lot of different ways to tweak that and hit the different energy systems and, distribute the metabolic stress in addition to the physical stress, in different ways to get different results.
I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about where more powerlifting-type movements fit into this continuum that we're talking about. We're talking right now with Brett Jones. The website is strongfirst.com. In fact, they've got a lot of events coming up in November. Whether you are looking to take a U.S. SFG kettlebell course or you'd like to be certified, excuse me, if you go to the website, I'm sure you'll find something close to where you live so that you can take advantage of this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Brett Jones. We're talking about their website, strongfirst.com, and all the great things that you can learn there. And again, as I said going into the break, you can take your own course, or you can become certified, USSFG kettlebell certified trainer. What about powerlifting? Where does this fit into the continuum? You know, kettlebells, Pavel has made kettlebells famous, quite frankly. But where does powerlifting fit into this?
Well, kettlebells only get so heavy. So at a certain point, if you're going to really continue to push into max strength training, you have to. The barbell is the preferred tool. So we're big fans of big deadlifts and working on the barbell movements to continue progressing that max strength end of things. My training right now is predominantly kettlebell, but I can still go in the gym and pull double body weight deadlifts for reps, and you know, which isn't any sort of elite or high watermark by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, if you look at the American population, it's pretty high.
Too true.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to have that base level of strength and to know that my kettlebell training is helping me maintain and work on my max strength, even when I'm short of barbell training. So we look at barbell training as where we go to really continue pushing that max strength envelope. We certainly, you know, my issue when I was powerlifting and doing things, I would hit certain totals yesterday, and so I was a little impatient in some of my training protocols. If you look at strength as a long-term game, then things usually go a lot better. You have your whole life to build strength.
And, you know, things that are gotten slowly are lost slowly. There's a great value in taking your time up the hill. Okay, so I get that idea. What about body weight? That's kind of the other end of the continuum. We're talking about doing things with nothing but the weight of your body. How does that fit into this? Is that the entry level, or is that actually something that you do in this mix?
It's in the mix. We look at the kettlebell as the entry tool. It's one of the best tools for us to teach our principles and have them demonstrated and learned quickly. Body weight training, we were big fans. Pavel wrote a book some years ago called Naked Warrior. Mm. And the concept of the book was if you drop me off on a whatever expedition with no equipment, I should be able to take care of myself. And I should be able to stay strong, stay, quote, fit, with no equipment. The joke was, you know, special forces operator, if you drop them in a place with their full kit and gear and weapons, they're going to do well. But you drop that same special forces operator into a location with no gear, they should still be able to be effective.
Right.
And so we look at body weight training as an excellent adjunct and enhancer to our strength techniques, working towards a one arm, one leg push up, the single leg squat, and other drills that are taught during the course that teach you how to use your own body weight leverage and base of support changes to really still work on max strength, but just with your own body weight.
What about, you know, I've become, only because I'm 57 years old now, and the continuous heavy deadlifts, heavy squats, I have some compression in lumbar spine that has caused some numbness in my feet. I feel like I'm wearing socks all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm working on correcting this now that I understand where it's coming from. But I'm starting to look at things from the standpoint, is this going to be good for my spine or bad for my spine? I don't think many of us in physical culture really pay attention to our spine until we have a problem. Back pain, leg pain, sciatic nerve damage, so on. And then we're like, oh, man, I forgot that my spine is, like, so critical to everything that I'm doing. What about kettlebell training, because of the dynamicness of it, is it beneficial to spinal mechanics, you think?
It really can be. We look at safety as part of proper performance. We don't perform and then hope to be safe. We think that safety is part of the package. So proper technique, one of the things, and you look at some of the ancient training systems, precision was one of the things that they held in very high regard. And we've lost that. There's a good enough attitude. And I see YouTube videos of deadlifts and squats and things all the time, and I shake my head, and you know, it just doesn't look good. And you see the technique flaws, and you see things happening. Safety should be part of proper performance. So when you go after these movements with a level of technical skill, aiming for a precision, and the phraseology is important there, aiming for precision. None of us are perfect. I've been swinging a kettlebell for quite some time. I think I'm okay at it, but every rep I try to get better. Every time I swing a bell, I'm trying to do the next rep just a little bit better. I try to learn every time I train. So, you know, I'm 44. I had an L5-S1 laminectomy, microlaminectomy in 2003. I can't believe I'm 12 years post. And after that surgery, I went on to squat 518 raw, pull 573, get into some strongman competitions and things like that. So, you know, back injuries, we do have a real negative connotation on those. Properly recovered from, if your movement, and even Pavel will tell you that if your movement is good, meaning you have a base level of symmetrical fundamental movement skill, you should be able to handle a decent level of training. I think another area where we've gotten into trouble is people expect to hurt, expect to have problems.
Well, isn't that part? And look, I love CrossFit. I think they've done some fantastic things to bring physical culture out into mainstream view with the CrossFit games. But isn't that almost part of the badge of CrossFit, you know, to develop rhabdo, to hurt yourself, to drive yourself into the ground? Hasn't that phenomenon really been amplified by the CrossFit movement, you think? Or am I being too critical of them?
Well, I agree with the idea that it's been amplified. We've always known that people are going in the gym and, you know, on Monday, which is International Bench Press Day, guys and girls all over the world lay down on the bench and they feel like somebody's shoving a knife in their shoulder for the first three sets, but then it warms up and it doesn't hurt after the fifth set. That's a problem. You shouldn't have had shoulder pain during the first rep,
right?
Much less had to wait five sets for that to go away. So amplification, I like that phraseology. I think that we're just way too comfortable with the idea that well, this is just going to hurt. I deadlifted, so my back is going to hurt. You should know those two things should never be connected, unless something is going horribly wrong. I think changing our, so to speak, relationship with some of these exercises and techniques to where we no longer expect to be in pain because I did exercise X would be a real positive direction for the world, fitness world in general. Because you shouldn't hurt.
Right.
You know, and you know this, your conversations change with your friends over the years where you start calling each other and it's like, how you feeling? Not, you know, how high is your squat?
Right.
But how you feeling?
My big problem is I don't hurt anywhere. I don't hurt. I mean, you know, I mean, this morning, I've relegated myself to a Bodymaster power squat machine. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so part of the reason I've relegated myself to that is because my shoulders won't allow me to hold the straight bar on my back up in my traps without the pain of my shoulders overriding the ability to focus on my squatting movement. I mean, I still squat. I do straight bar squat. I back squatted a couple months ago with a buddy of mine, and I went up to 315. That was very, very easy, but my shoulders hurt me so bad that I've relegated myself to this machine, which I love. The pads fit over my shoulders, and it feels good. And, you know, and I squat, and I squat, you know, I load that machine up, and I've actually maxed it out in times and put videos up on Facebook. But I don't have, I never have pain. That's the scariest part. And I would like to ask you to stay. I'm supposed to let you go. Can you just stay through this break? Because I want to ask you about the laminectomy because, my good friend, Dr. William Seeds, who is also one of the greatest orthopedic surgeons in the world. I mean, the guy worked on Baryshnikov's ankles. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, you may need a laminectomy someday. And I want to know more about that now that you said you've actually had one. You know, what can I expect? So let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Brett Jones. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only
1 Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
The secret word is kettlebell. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Brett Jones. The website is strongfirst.com. So much great information there. I'm just looking at some of these articles. You know, the quality of your workout will dictate the amount of muscle strength and conditioning that you acquire. And if you're doing crappy workouts that really have no rhyme or reason, then chances are you are spending a lot of time in the gym and not seeing any results. But just understanding some of the techniques that are offered just for the reading at strongfirst.com could have an amazing change on your results. We all know who Pavel is. There is no one on this planet that has done more to not only understand but unlock the science of how a kettlebell can build strength and conditioning. That translates into other types of tactical strength requirements. This is a great website. This is a premier website. It's one that you should visit regularly. Again, strongfirst.com. Okay, so I may have to go for a laminectomy. We're going to see I'm actually going to try some Vax-D with a chiropractor who I trust. Mm-hmm. I'm already doing a lot of inversion. I invert three times a day. Today I squatted again on the power squat. So Monday's a squat leg day for me. I start the week off with legs while everybody else is crowding around the bench press. And so after every set of squats and leg presses today, I went over and hung from the pull-up bar to just to let my lower spine kind of relax and feel the stretch in my lower gut.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still, it may be too late for me. You know, when the ligaments that hold the spine, the vertebrae together become too tight, they compress the disc. And that the only way around that is to do a laminectomy. They just kind of snip it. But I'm afraid to do that because I'm thinking, what's going to happen? Will these just kind of be free-floating and they can just pop out whenever they want? So tell me about did you do a lot of research into what the laminectomy would change in as far as the way you could train?
So I'm going to go two different directions here. I do want to touch on the pain subject one more time.
Okay.
The fact that your shoulders hurt so bad that you can't squat, straight bar squat anymore is
right.
Just as concerning to me as it would be if you said your knee hurt during a barbell squat. So regardless of where the pain is, even though it's not in the, quote, expected place, it's still important.
Right.
Pain changes motor programs. It's not about how tough you are. There are very tough people out there who endure large amounts of pain and accomplish incredible not only athletic feats, but within the military and law enforcement and firefighters and, you know, people of that nature. When you go with the concept of that, of regional interdependence, meaning a hip problem could give you a shoulder problem, or an ankle problem could give you a shoulder problem, or a neck problem could give you a whatever problem, you know, we've gotten really good at stacking fitness on top of dysfunction. We go ahead and just shift gears and get to something that doesn't cause the old familiar pain. That doesn't necessarily mean that we've addressed what was causing the pain. So that still concerns me. On the subject of the laminectomy, I remember the line in my MRI report, complete obliteration of the right neural foramen.
Mm-hmm, right.
So the jelly from the donut had come out and was filling up the space where one of my nerves should run. So I had some really intense right nerve pain going down my leg. Pretty spectacular at times,
right.
To the point where if I sneezed, I risked passing out. It was pretty intense. So with my microlaminectomy, I knew that nothing was going to pull the goo off of the nerve other than removing the goo. It had gotten to a point where it just wasn't going to draw back enough on its own to get rid of my symptoms. So the decision for surgery is a combination of in my personal opinion, some great imaging that's well-reviewed by a skilled surgeon. I went to a neurosurgeon. That was who I wanted tinkering around with my nerves. That was my personal decision.
Right.
And so when you have good imaging that allows the specialist that you decide to see to really get a better idea of where is that herniation? Is it central? Is it like mine was filling up one of the foramen and causing direct pressure on a nerve? There's all those considerations. So basically what they do is, in my case, they went in and they cleaned up, so to speak, the goo that was sitting out on my nerve, and they just kind of cleaned it up as much as they could. They didn't really tinker with the disc itself very much. There's a little cut where they have to make a little snip to get rid of a little piece of bone so that they can actually get in to where the herniation was.
Right.
But then, it was really, I think I was on the table for 45 minutes.
Right.
So they went in, they removed the goo, they got back out. I woke up without nerve pain. I did my, you know, the first 4 weeks, the directions from the surgeon were very clear. Don't bend over, walk, and don't do anything stupid. And that third one was really the most difficult of the bunch. But I did what I was supposed to, and then I did another 4 to 6 weeks of just kind of some body weight training, getting back into some push-ups and things of that nature. And then I eased myself back into some light kettlebell training. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, came through that process very good, doing quite well. And so the decision, it really, there's many different things that could be going on, depending on the type of herniation, the location of the herniation, and just, it's, I can't give you any specific recommendations.
No, I'm not expecting, I don't have a herniation. If anything, I have a bulge, if anything, or, or I may have a stenosis that is a result of calcification, and the MRI is going to tell us that.
Yes.
But, when I asked, Dr. Seeds, I said, you know, what do you do in this instance to decompress those discs? And he said, you know, a laminectomy is usually called for, and it works very well. And, you know, and I just imagine all these things free-floating now, like when I do squat or deadlift, you know, things popping out, you know, shooting across the room. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
You know?
And it, that's one of the when you hear popularized on TV, maybe during an NFL game or, you know, whatever the media outlet happens to be, you'll hear things like slip disc, and, you know, discs don't slip.
Right.
They are, you would, the sort of injury that would, quote, slip a disc would be catastrophic.
Yeah, because because the nerve, the what I want to call the bundle, the nerve bundle that runs through the center of the spine would have to tear in order for that disc to get out of there.
So. Well, exactly. I mean, it would, the discs are so connected to the spinous, the spinal levels above and below, that it's really significant. So nobody slips a disc. A lot of these things you hear from a popular media standpoint just aren't even remotely biomechanically possible when you look at the structure and design of the spine. So the imaging and the consultation with your specialist will really give you the information that you need to kind of move forward on that. But you know, nobody out there needs to worry about you know, discs coming out or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's there, you know, when you do start changing the what the good Lord gave you, so to speak,
right?
And you start making a snip here or a tuck there, or you know, something like that. That does change the playing field,
yeah.
And you just have to take your time from a rehab perspective to get. I referred to it earlier as a more reactive core stability back.
Mm-hmm.
Work on stiffening the central column, the way Stu would talk about it, things of that nature. So the surgery will take care of this thing that may need to be addressed, and then the rehab afterwards is where a lot of the good work will be done to get that reactive firing back, to stabilize that area appropriately, and be sure that everything.
So in your case, the laminectomy has not restricted you from doing anything. It's actually opened up your ability to do things you couldn't do for a while, would you say?
Yeah, I went from post-surgery and taking my time and doing my rehab and regaining my fundamental movement, really following kind of an FMS philosophy, applying the strength techniques that learned through working with Pavel and Strong First. I was able to really, I still don't consider myself to have a, quote, bad back.
Right.
Like, I even hate that phrase, because
right.
I'm like, you know, post-surgery, I put together some decent barbell lifts and strongman things and kettlebell lifts. So I've done really well, but I took my time on my rehab. I keep my fundamental movement to a level that allows me to do what I want to do, and that is always varying on travel and different other life stresses.
Right.
But,
right.
you know, the surgery was key for me, because I waited 6 months from the time of injury, which was a bad squat attempt, actually.
Really?
I have a pretty extensive injury list and surgery list, but the only one that's related to strength training was this one barbell lift, and it finished off a back injury from high school wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't even the true causative, you know, event.
Yeah, right.
But my back rounded on a max squat attempt, and 6 months later, 6-7 months later, I ended up having this surgery to address that disc issue, and have done, you know, really well since. So it's the devil's in the details, as always.
Right.
But I certainly feel that when surgery, like, you're not having surgery because of back pain.
No, no.
You're having surgery because you have some neurological symptoms.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
You're looking at surgery because you have neurological symptoms and something that is changing your daily activities and your goals, and you've modified your way around
I know what really precipitated this. It is an old injury, but it went away. But I started doing, I stopped doing traditional deadlifts because I tore my bicep femoris and semitendinous. I have an avulsion on the left leg because of a heavy deadlift gone wrong a few years ago. And so I've stayed away from all deadlifts except some trap bar deadlifts here and there. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to start focusing on hamstring strength again. And I started doing stiff leg deadlifts, and I know that that's exactly what caused this problem. When you look at the mechanics of the spine and how I was, you know, I was doing stiff leg deadlifts with 395, and what I would do is I would take the bar off the rack and get into my position standing straight. So I was basically loading the spine, and then I would go down, and I used 25-pound plates so I can get a full stretch. Blah, blah, blah. And, mm-hmm. and so what I was basically doing is that when Dr. Stu McGill was just on the show and he explained how this happens, I was like, oh, I get it. What I did with the lumbar spine was I stacked it and then I bent forward at the hips. And I was, you know, I was focusing on pulling with my hamstrings. So I was kind of isolating my hips a little bit too much. And sure enough, this really came on within, probably 2 months of starting to do some very heavy stiff leg deadlifts for reps.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know what I did. I don't think I've done any permanent damage, but it's also the canary in the mine. It's like, hey, stupid, don't do things like this anymore, because I could end up, you know, crapping and peeing my pants for the rest of my life and being in a wheelchair if I'm not careful.
Yeah, there's certainly, the picture gets dim, when you really look at some of the bad outcomes and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I would venture to guess that, and we can talk about this off air and everything, but, you know, looking at some fundamental movement, making sure that you have an adequate degree of hip and thoracic and whatever mobilities and the ability to reactively stabilize and things like that. There's certainly, you know, lots of things that can be done there. Very interested in what the MRI and your doc would have to say there. I think, again, you know, it kind of comes back to that, you know, the pain thing is really important, because we tend to ignore it.
Yeah.
We'll take an Advil. Like, the Advil commercials, and I'm a fan of ibuprofen. Don't get me wrong. When I need it, I will take it. I'm not anti-whatever. But when your commercial says, don't let pain stand in your way, you know, take your Advil so you can go for your run, you're not hurting during your run because of an Advil deficiency. You're hurting during your run because something's wrong.
Right, right.
And when you put the Band-Aid on it, when you numb it so that you can go do your activity, you ain't helping yourself.
No, no. No,
so there's a lot going on there. I think we're at a really interesting standpoint with function and injury and pain and things of that nature.
I want to thank you for being on the show. The website is strongfirst.com. We'll definitely have Brett Jones back on. Great, great stuff. Really, really, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. A lot of fun being on the show.
Take care.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so there you have it. That's all we have today. We're just doing a one-hour show, or actually 1 hour and 20 minutes. We have plenty of shows to do the rest of the week. Hope you tune in. I know that Alex Leaf sends out the weekly show schedule on Sunday. You can get it by subscribing to our newsletter. Go all the way down at the bottom, and you'll automatically get the upcoming schedule every Sunday night, so you know what's coming for that week and what you want to tune into. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.